Scene one, the orphanage. Orphan one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, what are you counting for? I have seen him looking at the calendar for a while. Don't you guys know that tomorrow will be Christmas? Yes, of course, I know. I am also waiting for Santa, Rudolph, and the presents. Can you guys stop dreaming? Santa Claus is only in a bedtime story. Also, we are orphans. Who is going to give us presents? I agree with him. I think we should go to bed now. Don't you guys expect to get a gift? Hey, be quiet. I want to sleep now. Narrator. On that night, the unexpected things start to unravel. Santa Claus was appearing to the orphans to give them a present. Santa. Ho, 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 my dear children. Ho, ho, ho. Orphan 2. Hey, who are you? Why are you wearing these clothes, and don't you need to shave your beard? Don't you know me? Ho, ho, ho. Hey, you. Santa. Santa. Where is Santa Claus? Now you will trust your friends that I am not only the bedtime story. Yes. Here is your present. Thank you, Santa. But wait, there is still... Narrator. Well, something happens now. Santa wanted to tell them that there is one condition. They can't open the present until tomorrow. Suddenly, the light comes out of the box and magic begins to fill the room. The power of magic brings them into a new world, a world where everything is different. Scene 2. Santa. Wakey, wakey. Where are we now? Why are we even here? What time is it? Is it time for breakfast yet? Wait, everyone. Calm down. We should find someone who can answer these questions. Ugh. Cinderella. Hey, Gisella. Where are you? I am here, Miss Cinderella. Hey, wait. We want to find a way back home. We don't know where we are, but please tell us or bring us back to our world. Sorry, guys. My party is more important than wasting time chit-chatting with you guys. Narrator. The orphans are very confused. They don't know what they will do to find a way back home. They decided to follow these princesses secretly. Scene 3. At the party. Belle. Hello, my special guests. Welcome to our Christmas party tonight. Come in. Let's go dance. Narrator. Another side. Orphans tried to follow the princesses in the castle that is having a party. They are in amazement of the castle that presents itself in front of them. Whoa, is this a castle? Yes, it looks like a castle from a fairy tale. I heard a Christmas song inside the castle. I think we should go inside. White Rabbit. Clap, clap. Welcome, everyone, to the Christmas party. Let's sing, dance, and have fun all night. Snow White. Hey, Belle, is our concept tonight related to Santa or a Christmas theme? No, my friend. What has happened? Who is that guy standing over there? Oh, no. He is a stranger. Soldier, capture that man. Santa. Me? What have I done? Aurora. You know what you did, Mr. Santa. Come with us. You will face your punishment. Scene 4. Orphan 1. I want to go back home. Can Santa take us back to our world? Orphan 2. Yes, me too. Let's find him. Do you know where Santa Claus is? I don't know anyone named Santa. Let's dance. Thanks, but no. We need to go and find him. Cinderella. What's wrong? Why are they leaving? I think they know that guy is missing. Narrator. The orphans walk a really long way and meet someone in the woods. Hey, Mrs. You can call me Miss Queens. All of you are in great danger. We don't even know who you are. Let's say I am a good person. Tell me what's going on. From what I see through my magic mirror, those tricksters and the princess have kidnapped your Santa Claus. Can you help us? Follow me. Scene 5. Fairy Godmother. Mr. Santa, you will suffer. Santa, do I know you? Belle. We missed the grand ball with our lovely prince because of you. And we don't even know the reason why you won't let us go to the ball. Santa, I want all of you to meet the kids and make them happy on Christmas Day. Those kids may not have a chance to meet you again. We don't care if we miss one ball, and it's mean that we miss it. But the happiness of the children around the world is sometimes more important than your own. Then you sacrifice yourself for our happiness. We want your power, the power of Christmas, to rule the world. "This is Hans, Wicked Witch in Gaston. They can help you," said the evil queen. Orphan 1, "So where is Santa? Please help us." "We want to go back home now. What I heard from the villagers is that those princesses kept Santa in the dungeon." Wicked Witch, "We are here to help you, don't worry." "Thank you very much. Never mind, it's our duty to destroy all of the darkness." How do we start? Narrator, scene 6. They decide to use the evil queen and the wicked witch's magic to make all of them fall asleep and secretly walk into the dungeon. But unfortunately, Fairy Godmother has the protection spell, but they don't know about it. Hans, "Why doesn't she fall asleep?" Fairy Godmother, "Because I am a strong fairy. I shall summon the ancient beast Srim Cerebrim."
Dinosaur, "What's the problem, Madam Fairy?"
Fairy Godmother, "These guys are trespassing in our dungeon, and I want you to capture them all."
"Yes, Miss Fairy."
Fairy Godmother, "I surrender your power. I am not strong enough to defeat all of you. I will get revenge. See you." Santa, wake up. You are under the spell. Wake up.
"Get back, children." "What's happening?"
"You've been kidnapped by the evil princess. These people will help to free you."
"You guys are so lovely, and today is Christmas. Elves, come up."
Elf 1, "Hi, everyone." Elf 2, "You guys did very well today." Elf 3, "And here is your present."
"It's time to bring you home."
Narrator, "Not all good people will always remain good, and not all evil stays bad. This story tells us that everyone can change to become better, and Christmas is not all about our own happiness, but also others'."